Good. Who wants us? Do you have the sheets? Jacob, let's put it in the computer, okay? That Gabi, you got it? You got it on the computer? Okay, all right, let's go. Everyone have any questions? Adam, do you have? Okay, let's begin. All right? Okay, it begins with the Bechina, but it should be next Wednesday, so let's get everything. We'll be written Bechina, okay? Start Chazar from the beginning of the third parak. Let's begin. Okay, number one. What were the three machlokasim that appear in the Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak of Sanhedrin? In the Mishnah. The three machlokasim run as follows. There is a concept called Zavlo. Zavlo means the acronym for Zebor Loechet, Zebor Loechet. When you want to make up fabric of a Bezdin, the Mishnah gives you the ability to make up your own Bezdin, the two litigants. And the Mishnah presents three machlokasim that remain in the Chum. The first is that Reb Meir says that each litigant chooses one dayan, and then the two litigants together choose the third dayan. The Chumim argue and say no. They say the third dayan is chosen by the two previous dayanim. Okay? So that's the first machlokas, very clear. Second machlokas runs as follows. And that is that can each litigant disqualify each other's dayan without any proof? Reb Meir says yes. And the way we touched it, according to Rashi, doesn't mean literally postal. It means I don't want to be judged by that guy. Postal, he says, I don't want to be judged by that guy. Doesn't necessarily mean postal. It means I don't want to be judged by that guy. Here, take the questions. We're starting Chazar now, okay? Okay? So, the Reb Meir says each one can postal up the other guy's dime. We said postal just means I don't want to be judged by that guy. Chum say you can't do that unless you bring a proof that they're either relatives or psul. If you don't bring a proof that they're relatives or psulim, it's not acceptable. Okay? If they're cherim or they're mumchim beisdin, you can't passel them. Okay? So the chumim say, so the second machlok is also very clear that according to Mary, each litigant passel each other's dying, which is passel. Rashi says, I don't want to be judged by you. Chumim say you can't do that unless you bring a proof that they're krovim or they're psulim. But if they're cherim or mumchim from beisdin, then you cannot passel them. Halacha l'maisa, of course, unless what? Unless you have a what? Unless you'd have a proof. You'd have to bring Adam that they're apostle. But Stamazoi, Halacha Lamaisa, you can bring a Raya Lamaisa, but if they're Mumchim, we rely on the fact that what? We rely on the fact that they're appointed and you cannot apostle them. Does that mean even with a Raya? Did you guys read the Mishnah? Does that mean even with a Raya? You guys did the Mishnah this morning? What does it mean to come say you can't apostle if they're chairman Mumchim? And Yachal Fos, even if you bring a Raya, you can't apostle them? Does that make any sense to you? What if you bring Adam that they're bad guys? No. What does the Mishnah mean when it says Ein Echol Apostle?
You have to bring a Raya if you're going to...
If they're Krovim or Psulim. His Mancha may be named Raya Shein Kutsum. But if they're Cherimukha, you can't apostle them. Can't apostle them with what? I mean, you can't apostle them without...
Because if you bring a Raya, they're not Cherim Psulim.
Right.
The Chumim are saying you're bringing...
What does Ein Yochel Apostle means? Without a Raya. If you brought a Raya, they would be Apostle.
Yeah,
nothing's greater than Adam. Okay. So it's just a strange way we said the presenting the Chum Shita. Chum say you want to apostle these guys at their Krover Psum, fine, apostle them. But until you bring a Raya, you can't apostle them. So everyone got that? Gabi, you got it? What's the second Machloikas? Deal's a deal. What's the second Machloikas? Second Machloikas was what? Can you say I don't want to be judged by this guy? Rashi says postal means I don't want to be judged by this guy. Yes, you can. Reb Meir says, Chum say you can't do it unless you bring a Raya. That's the second machlokes. Third machlokes, Adim. Each guy brings Adim. So can you possibly each other's Adim? Reb Meir says, yes. Chum say, come on, that's only if there's a Raya. If you have a Raya, then the Krovim Psulim. But if you have no Raya, you can't possibly them. Okay? Those are the three machlokes. Chazing them over quickly again. Machlokes is how to make up Zavla. Stephen, what's the machlokes? Reb Meir says the two Baalei Dinim choose their own dayan. The third one is they get together, they choose the dayan, the two litigants. Chum say the third dayan is chosen by who? The two dayanim. Yes? That's the first machlokes. What's the second machlokes? Each guy can say, I don't want your dayan. Doesn't necessarily mean puzzle. Rashi says, I don't want. Chum say, you can't do that unless you bring a Raya, the psulim. Or the krovim. Till that time, the chayim, you can't bring a Raya. And the third machlokes is by Adam. Each guy brings Adam. Can you just say, oh, you're Adam, our puzzle? Reb Meir says, yes. Come say that it's ridiculous. You can't do that unless you bring a Raya. Okay? We got it? That's number one, guys. Let's go. Number one. That's number one. There's the three machlokes in the Mishnah. I want everyone to get 100. Be easy. Let's go. Number two. What's the Machlokas Rashi Toisus? How we learn the first Kasha in the Gemara. We had a Machlokas Rashi Toisus. Rashi learns the first Kasha in the Gemara in the third Perek as follows. And the Gemara has the Girsim. Plus the Sag. What do you mean each guy chooses one? According to Rashi, one litigant chooses one basin, the other litigant chooses another basin, and they get together and they choose a third basin. 3 + 3 + 3 = 9. Even I can figure that out, higher mathematics. Right? So that means at the end of the day, there's a panel of 9 dayanim. The Gemara jumps on that and says, 9? That's ridiculous, but plus the saga. That's how Rashi learns the first kasha of the Gemara. Remember we mentioned that whole agav, where if Gaurin Zatzal, maybe got the panel of 9 dayanim. Remember we had that whole story with the Mamzerim? That big sack in 1972, where Rav Goron was mocked the Mamzerim and Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal left the Rabbanut over it. Remember we had that whole story? And he said he had an anonymous 9 dayanim that passed him. First of all, Rav Shulti said you can't have an anonymous dayanim, they have to pass him. Right? Second of all, there's already a psak made by Rabbi Vadi, Rabbi Yoshev, and Rabbi Israeli. He cannot put a psak of a Bezdin. But we said, where do you get the panel 9? Said maybe from Rashi, the way Rashi learned up the Kasha of the Gemara. But nonetheless, that's how Rashi learns. Okay? Tysus in the first Tysus says that's ridiculous. That is not the Kasha of the Gemara. Because if that would be the Kasha of the Gemara could ask the better Kasha. The first phrase says, Dini Mamunus Bishlosha. What does Dini Mamunus Bishlosha mean? 3. And then the next phrase in the Mishnah would say 9. Shtira Ben Elbei. The Gemara should ask 3 to 9. Rage for 3, say for 9. The Gemara should ask that. That's what Tysus asks on Rashi. That couldn't have been the Kasha of the Gemara. Nochem, you got me? That's what the Gemara should have asked. So Tysus says no. Tysus said the Kasha of the Gemara is much different. The Gemara knew from the very outset that one guy chooses one basin, the other guy chooses another basin, they both pass each other's basin, they come up with a third basin, and it's 3, not 9. That the Gemara knew. But the Kasha of the Gemara was from the Lashon. The Lashon is, it makes it as you have to do this. This is the only way you can make up a basin. If you have a basin that's Kavu in your city, you can't go there. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Gemara's Kasha, Eli, is that the way the Mishnah presents it, this is the only way you can make up a basin. This is a Din Torah. You choose one. We posit each other, we'll get together and choose a third one. There'll only be 3. It's ridiculous. Just go to Beis and come over here. What's the Gemara's answer to that? That's when you have no other choice. If they can't get along and they cannot choose a Beis and Kavua, then you come out to Zavla. So that's the way Tysus learns. Adam, you got this? So number two is what? The Machlokes Rashi tells you how to learn up the first Kasha. The first Kasha, according to Rashi, was, why would you need 9? 3 is enough. Tysus says that can't have been the Kasha. Because if that would have been the Kasha, Gemara should have asked a better Kasha. Stira Meneo Bay from the Rashi to the same. Rashi said, Dini Mamas Bishlosha, and the Mishnah in the next line says 9. That can't be the Gemara. The Gemara should ask that. So Tysus argues on Rashi, and Adam says the Kasha is much different. The Kasha is the way the Gemara presents and the Mishnah presents it, is if this is the way you make up a basin. And the Gemara jumps on that. That's not the way. You can't just go to a basin Kavuas from ranches. No, if this is the only way that you can what? Settle your dispute, then do it in this way through the means of Zafwa. Okay, that's 2. We got it, Clor Ben? Let's go. Let's get everything down. You got it? 3. What's the Machlokes of Rav Yechon and Rav Papa in the Teretz of the Gemara? How did the Rav Zatzal Masber? The Gemara points out, you get the impression that the Malv and the Lov are on the same footing. What is Malv? He has 4 letters, he's the one who lends the money. Lov has 3 letters, that shows he borrows the money, he's got less money. But the way the Mishnah presents it, they're on equal footing. Each one can demand, you come to my basin, you come to my basin. Gemara says in the name of Rabbi Loz, we know the Malv can do that. We force the borrower, we don't force the Malv. So the Gemara is bothered by this. The way the Mishnah presents it, they're on equal footing. Rabbi Loz says not on equal footing. 2 terutzim, guys. Let's get it. Rabbi Yochanan says our kosher besuria. What does our kosher besuria mean? A kangaroo court. That's what we said. We had a machlokish rabbeinu chedushi aran or rabbeinu David. How did you precisely define our kosher besuria? What do we say? Are they amaratzim? Are they mamish amaratzim? Right? Or do we say they're just not bikin bedinim? Okay? Or they're not Bikin Bidin. Let's pin it down. Lamaisa. We had a Machlokes between Rashi and the Ran, Chedushi Ran, and what else? And the Chedushi Ran and the Rabbeinu David Banfor that he quoted. Okay? According to the Chedushim of David Ban 4, it's talking about Hedyotos Hayodim Ladun. They're just not smuchim. That's Rabbeinu David Ban 4. Please get it. That's what we said from our Kodesh Shabbosuria. And the Ran said they're Mamash Amaratzim. Okay? So according to the Ran, they're Mamash Amaratzim Gmurim. They just got appointed by the city. And Rabbeinu David Ban 4 says that they're Hedyotos. They happen to know how to learn, but they just don't have smichim. Okay? So what is our Kosher Masuria answer? The answer is as follows. The Gemara said, oh, they're on equal footing? Yes, they're on equal footing when the Mabel wants to take a lova to a kangaroo court. When you want to go to a kangaroo court, our Kosher Masuria, the lova you said it's ridiculous. I'm not going there. That's when they're on equal footing. But if they're a mumchen, if the lova doesn't want to go to a mumchen basin, he has no rotzel. He has no, his wishes are not accepted. So the only time they're on equal footing, Eli, is when you're dealing with our Kosher Masuria. That's the teretz of who? That's the teretz of Rabbi Yechon. Okay? And get what our kosher Masuria meant was the machlekes team, the Chedushei Aran and Rav David Ben Ban for. Comes along Rav Papa and says no. Rav Papa says they're on equal footing even by Mumchen. And the scenario is the city of Beis Din, of Rav Huna and Rav Chista, they were the Beis Dins of each of their Beis on two sides of the city. Mikabatarachnulchol? The Lova says the Mavi, is it such a tircha for you to walk across the other side of the city? So even by Mumchim, they're on the same footing, Stephen. Even by Mumchim, they're on the same footing, the Mavi and the Leivim. That's the sheet of Rav Papa. Okay? So we have a Machlesh of Yochanan and Rav Papa, bottom line, on a level of Mumchim, are the Mavi and Lova on the same footing? According to Yochanan, they are not. Good to see you, David. Whereas according to what? According to Rabbi Yochanan, they are not, whereas according to Rav Papa, they are. Now, how do we masber this? So the Rav Zatzal wanted to say the Pashtus, he thought the Pshat would be as follows. There basically are two approaches to the concept of Zavlah the Rav wanted to suggest. The concept of Zavlah speaks volumes about the greatness of the Bali Dinim. There are three characters in the Din Torah. There are the Dayanim, there are the Edim, and then there are the Bali Dinim. Are the Bali Dinim a straw man, a pawn on the chessboard, lav the love of those, or are they like a rook, or like a bishop? Do they play a major role? So the Rav wanted to say that Zavlah speaks volumes about this, that they play a major role. And their voice has to be heard. Their voices have to be heard. And in fact, they're heard regarding the makeup of the Beis Din to that degree. And it's an ideal. And the Rav called it a schus. It's a schus, it's a privilege of the Bali Dinim to chime in to who the Dayanim are going to be. It's labeled as a schus. And that's the way the Rav wanted to say the Rambam Sheet is. That it's an absolute schus. Al Pi Din. It's an absolute schus. Okay? So it comes out, if it's an absolute schus, then you can understand Rav Papa very well. That even by Mumchim, the Mab and the Lov are equal footing. If it's an Eitzah, and that was the Ramban, please get it, it's only an Eitzah to the Bali Dinim. It's not a schus. You play it down more. You temper it, this notion of Zavlah.
We're talking within the Bali Dinim?
Within the Bali Dinim. This notion, the whole concept of Zavlah, is it a schus or is it an eitzah? The Rambam holds it's a schus. It's like lechachila plus squared cubed. Zavlah is the ideal, which we're going to get to when we get to the Maskana. But according to the Rabban, it's more of a b'dieved. It's an eitzah. When you have a dispute, what are you supposed to do? So this is what we suggest to them. So it could be that if you hold like Rav Papa, that it's a schus, then both the Mab and Lava have that schus. And they're on equal footing even regarding the Munchen. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, though, maybe it's only an Eitzah. And the Eitzah is that, listen, you guys are in a dispute, so Lamais, to go to a kangaroo court, then the Lova shouldn't be forced to go to a kangaroo court. But when it comes to Mumchen, I mean, that's, you know, you should go to Mumchen. You should go to Mumchen. We're not going to let the Lova stop that. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds it's more of an Eitzah, which is more of like a B'dieved. Okay? Let's just say it now, and maybe we'll get to it in a Vayikra question. Is Zavlah an ideal or is it a b'dieved? Machlokes the Chazanish and the Rav Zatzal. Chazanish is a b'dieved, like the Ramah says. You go to a basic Avu in your city. It's disrespectful not to go to the basic kavu in your city. The Rav Zatzal said in a utopian level, Zavlo is an ideal. Because you want to chime in on what? What do you want to chime in on? You want to chime in on the voice of the Baal Nidinu, exactly. It's a lechatchila, the Rav said. It's an ideal. And we wanted to stress that, Lamaisa, Dini Mamunus Peshlosha. What's Dini Mamunus Peshlosha? Why does a parak start Dini Mamunus Peshlosha? Because this is the ideal way to make up a Beis Din, said the Rav. So lechatchila. The Chazon Ish would respond, why does it say Dini Mamunus Peshlosha? Like the Rush said, technically. Because the first parak began Dini Mamunus Peshlosha. The second parak is devoted to what Kohen Gadol and Melech. And then the third parak goes back to it, which just reintroduces Dini Mamunus Peshlosha. But it doesn't mean that it's an ideal. You follow me? We said as a machlis, the Chazon Ish and the Rav. How to approach this Dina Zavlo? So that's how I want to plug in this machlokes to the Yechon and who? And Rav Papa. You got me, Ben? Yeah, quickly, Pinchas. Go ahead.
At the end of the day, we pass in like the Chachamim that Zavlo is done, that the Ayonim choose the litigants. How can we ever, the third Dayan, how can we ever say that this is a...
Because they still have a makeup of the first two. They still have a makeup of the first two. No matter what you say, Lamaisa. Certainly it's accentuated greatly with Reb Meir, I agree with you. But still, Lamaisa, they have a say in the first two Dayanim. That's very important. That speaks to the notion of Zavlo being an ideal. Whereas Dini Nefashos, the basing imprints a psak on the guy. It's all the what? It's all the dayanim when it comes to din and nefashos. The baal din are being judged. The baal din's being judged. Okay? Whereas din and mamnus is the makeup of the baal din. Okay. Very good. That answers number what?
Three.
Let's go. Four. What are the two kashas of the Gemara after the teretz of Yochanan Rav Papa? What are the two kashas? Push it, guys. Clock time. Every night. Chazor. Every night, Stephen. Every night, Chazor. 100 on this. Every night if you chaz this, you get 100. What's the next two kashas of Gemara right afterwards? The Gemara asks, the Mishnah says, Shnei Borin Lo Od Echad, if you tell me that what? If you tell me that each guy passes each other's Beis Din, then what? Why should they have a say on who that third Beis Din is? Why should they have a say on who that third Beis Din is? He passed my Beis Din. I postled his basin, and then they're going to chime in on what? Who that third basin is? It's ridiculous. We just postled each other. They're out. They shouldn't have a say in anything. But the Mishnah implies they do. That's one kasha. And number two, v'olav my zeb bar lo echad, zeb bar lo echad. The Mishnah presents it. This is the only way to do it. It's a din. Mashmah dina hachi, like Rashi says. This is the only way to do it? It's ridiculous. Go to basin, cover one in your city. This is the only way to make up a basin? So again, the two kashas of the Gemara on this are number one is that you get the impression that if each guy chose the Beis Din, and therefore that each one posseled up the God's Beis Din, that posseled Beis Din that each guy didn't want has a word to say who the third Beis Din is, ridiculous. They're done. But that's what the Mishnah implies. And number two, and that's difficult. And number two is, why does the Mishnah imply that this is the only way to do it? Mashma de Dina Hachi Rashis. Vot Maizebra Mashma de Dina Hachi. That's four. Five. What's the Moskana of the Gemara? B'men Nechukumar Shol. Bach. Naked small. And how is this Makusha Machalis the Chosnish the Rav Zatzal Ma'omei Ramaz? Oh. What's the terrors of the Gemara ultimately? Kisha! Kisha! Does anyone know what I'm referring to? Achikamer, Kisha. Kisha Zebor Lachet. What does Kisha mean? Hafshin. Kisha is short for Kashir. Means when there's a dispute, when they can't get it together to go to Beis Kavod, then do this. So the Sma has that girsa, and that implies that it's a b'dieved, like the Chazon Ish. But the Marsha and the Bach, Stephen, erase Kisha, and it says, Ella, Zeb Borlo Dainecha, meaning according to the Bach and the Marsha, that's the Rav Zatzal's Pshat. The Gemara is saying, yes, this is the ideal way to make a Beis Din. Even better than a basin kavua beer. Okay, the Rav will say, try not to, publicize it. You don't want to insult them, but it's the ideal. So we're saying this machloj, the Rav and the Chazon Ish hinges on, do you have the gear say kisha? When you say kisha, that means it's a b'dieved. That's like the Chazon Ish and the Ramah. Go to your basin kavua beer. If you can't work it out, okay, this is what you do. But, if you hold like the Bach and the Marasha, where you don't have the Girsa Kisha, it just says straight up Zeb Borlach. This is Taka, what you do. Each guy chooses one Dayan. They choose together a third dayan, Kohen HaMeir. The Kohen HaMeir, the two choose the dayan. Kohen HaChom, the dayanim choose the third. But this is an ideal. This is done lechachilo. Halacha l'mai. So the Ramah is with the Chazon Ish. You go to the base and kavu in the ear. But it all hinges upon whether you have this girsa of kisha. That's what we wanted to suggest. Halacha l'mai.
Did the Ramah and the Chazon Ish relate to Maskana?
What'd you say?
The Ramah.
No, it's a totally how you learn the Maskana. Do you have the girsa kisha?
No, I'm saying that's what we said for the Maskana. So they're like.
No, the two ways to learn the Maskana. In the girsa one, it says Elahachi Kamar. Kisha. Do you have that girsa kisha? Our Gemara has it like the small. So if you have that girsa kisha, then it's going to be a concept of bidyevid, like the Sma says, like the Chazon Ish, like the Ramah. If you eradicate that girsa kisha, then you go right to Zebur Lech, like who, like the Bach, like the Marshal. That's what the Rav was driving at, that we view it as a lichachilu. And that's why it began Dini Mamonis Bishloshim, to tell me this is the way to do it. According to the Chazon Ish, no, it's just trying to get us back to the first parent after we moved to the Dini of Melech and Kohen Gadol. Now, Lamaisin, okay, that's five. Let's go to six. What does Rashi say on the concept of Kagon Beidina, Rav Huna, Rav Chista? What does Rashi say on this comment? And what does Tosis ask him, and what does Tosis say? Rashi says it was the same place. There was a city that had Rav Huna's based on one side of the city, Rav Chista's based on the other side of the city. That's Rashi, straight up. Tosis says it's wrong. Because Rav Chista was a Talmud of Rav Huna, he never would have paskin in front of Rav Huna, even Biasa the Kutcha. What is Biasa the Kutcha? A cheese omelet. I had a bunch of cheese omelets over Pesach, I'll tell you that much. Probably unfortunately. Okay? The steaks, not at the same time. The steaks, the prime rib. Okay? Mamish got to lose weight. Unbelievable. Okay? But then Simchas Yomtiv. Simchas Yomtiv. But if you ask a Shaila about cheese omelets, that's not a shiloh. Anyone knows a cheese omelet's mutter. So he says, even a cheese omelet, he wouldn't answer a shiloh in front of his Rebbe. So Kol Shekhan, he wouldn't be part of a Beis Din. That's Tosis Kash on Rashi. So therefore, Tosis argues and says, we're dealing with a situation where it might have been in the same city, but it was outside three parcels. Or maybe it wasn't the same city, right? Whatever the case might be, their Batidinim were outside of what? Three parcels. Okay? Maybe they weren't in the same city. We thought the Pashup Shad is that maybe they were not in the same city, but at least it was outside three parcels. That's why it was Mutter. Okay. That answers six. Seven. What's the Teretz that we said to be Mazbar Rashi? So we had a bunch of Teretzim. Okay? So I want you to get it. I wrote Teretz, but I want you to get the bunch of the Teretzim. The first one I had in mind, seven, we had a Mahalach. Okay? We had a Mahalach. We put this on the list of last semester of our Organic Unit. We said, when is the Talmud Kan Paskin in front of his Rebbe? When he's paskin Isser Beheter, as an individual rov. But if you're part of a Beis Din, it's permissible. And that fits well with the organic unit theory, the unit theory. Because when you're part of a Beis Din, it's not you paskining. Even though it might be titled, you're the Av Beis Din, but you need two other Dayanim to paskin. That's why you have to always keep in mind when you're a part of a Beis Din, all three of the guys have a vote. Very important. You shouldn't take an Av Beis Din shouldn't just take two guys and sit them down and say, oh, this is why I paskin. And he really doesn't even care what the two guys say. They got to do what he says. That's not really right. You need all the three guys to chime in. So if you're part of a Beis, then that's not a problem. We said there were thousands of Bat that did it during times of Moshe Rabbeinu. They were all telling me to Moshe Rabbeinu, how could they paskin? Because if you're a member of a Beis, then maybe it's okay. We said that Taisan Dachman Beis and a Beis said, if what's the din? If you drink a Revisa wine, are you allowed to paskin? Yes or no? What does Gemara say in Erevin? If you're Shos Revisa wine, Al Yora, can you be a part of a Beis then? Yes, can be part of a Beis Din. Why? Because the other two guys are going to help you from not making a mistake. But you see, that's an example of distinguishing between Isser and Mominus. Because you're part of a Beis Din. So it could be the same thing here. Lamaisa. Rav Chista was part of a Beis Din, so it wasn't a breach of paskening in front of his Rebbe. It wasn't him himself. It was a Beis Din. That's one Teretz. Another Teretz. We said from the Chiddush Yaron that it was the Talmidim. It was not Rav Chista himself. The Gemara just meant the Talmidim, the Beis Din of Talmidim of Rav Huna, the Beis Din of Talmidim of Rav Chista. That's a second Teretz. Third Teretz, we said from the Bir Hagra in Yordea, Simen Reish Mem Beis Sifkot Nches, a Talmud Chavir. We're dealing with a Talmud Chavir. Rav Chista was a Talmud Chavir, meaning he wasn't a pure Talmud, he became like a colleague.
That's also what the Tosfos HaRash says.
Oh, that's what we said. Correct. So Rashi Lishitasa holds if you're a Talmud Chaver, it's okay to Paskin. Okay? Whereas Tyson Erevitz says even in that case, it's also therefore he asks on it. Okay? So that's a third Teretz that we had. Okay? That's correct. It was a Tyson Rush as well. Thank you, Pinchas. Okay? So Tyson Rush as well. Okay? So we have Lamaisa. And then we had Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Then we had Halacha Lamaisa. Another Teretz, it could be. And that was the following, a fourth Teretz we had. Okay? What was the fourth Teretz we had? It's from the Ramban. That both of them are Mechutz L'Ir. And the Merchak between them was equal. You follow me? So therefore, we say that Halacha L'Maisa, when they're Chutz L'Ir, and the Merchak between them is Shoveh, there's no Tirchal Alechet L'Beis and Yosur Milizet. So therefore, we wanted to say, based on that distinction, Halacha L'Maisa, maybe you could say that what? That in that case, it's not considered to be a breach. Here you are, Tani. Okay, we're chazering over. We're up to number what?
Four.
Finishing up number what? Number seven. Here, take it. No, we're finishing up number seven. So according to the Ramban, maybe you could give a fourth Teretz, we wanted to say, is that both of them are outside the city. So therefore, the distance to the city is like what's, you know, they're once on one side of the city, once on the other side of the city. Therefore, it's considered to be permissible. Okay, fine. Those are the four Teretz we have. That's number what? Seven. Eight. Give the Tupshatim Navana the Bitu Yatsa Din La Amitoy. We said that the Maskanas of Gemara, and this fit beautifully with the Rav, we said, why is Zavlon ideal? Okay? Why is Zavlon ideal? Okay? You write down all the answers. Why is Zavlon ideal? So the Gemara coins the following phrase. Because of Yatsa Din La Mito. What is Yatsa Din La Mito? What does Yatsa Din La Mito mean? Means you get the ultimate authenticity, the ultimate truth, the best way to make a Beis Din. So we said, according to Rashi, please get it, and according to the Rivan, his son-in-law, the pshat is as follows. The guy who loses is happy with the case because he knows he chose a dying to represent him at least and look into the case. And therefore, even when he loses, he feels comfortable he didn't get ripped off because each guy chose a dying. Okay? So since each guy chose a dying, the guy who loses, the chayiv, is going to be happy with the case because he felt like he didn't get ripped off. He felt there was someone there fighting for him. The second shot in Tysus was as follows, and that is that each guy's going to be representing the other guy she chose, but they're going to be balanced out by who, Stephen? The third guy. So there's not going to be any Ivut Hadin. Ivut Hadin is no crookedness. The third man is going to balance out the two guys working for each litigant. That's why it's Yatzadin Lamito. So again, the first shot was stressing what the loser will be happy with it because he was represented. The second pshat, as we said, is interesting. Does didn't say inami or oh, remember? He just lafum riata. But the second pshat is that the bottom line is that what? Is that they're fighting for the guy that would ask them to represent them, but what? But they're going to be balanced out by the third guy. So therefore, the ultimate truth is going to come out based on the third guy who's going to balance them. There'll be no crookedness of din at all. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, that's eight. Nine. What's the difference between the Rush and the Chrisharan in this beer? Please get it. The Rush quotes here that there are those chas v'chalila, he says, that misinterpreted Rashi and that said, oh, they're supposed to what? They're supposed to mamish, work so hard and make sure the guy that asked them to be the dying, that he should win. That's utterly ridiculous, says the Rush. Chas v'shalom. That you should think pshat that Rashi meant that what? You're supposed to pervert the truth and justice. The emes of Torah. Chas v'shalom. He says that's a terrible avla and they misinterpreted Rashi. Doesn't mean that at all. What it means is that they should what? They should look hard into the case, as the Rush writes. They should look hard into the case, and they should look hard into the case by both sides. Let them work hard for the emes, and they'll try the best they can. They'll look into all the cases, and then it'll come out to be the best Yatsa Din Lamito. That's what the Rush says. The Ron says an added point, which he said from the Birkas Shai, that seems to be cholik a little bit on the Rush. And that is that not only Lamaisa will he what? Will he understand each side better? The guy who was asked to represent, they'll understand each case, each presentation better because they were asked, but they'll be mahapik a little bit more. The Ron seems to allow that the guy who has to be a dayan to work a little bit harder on his side than the other side. That the Rosh doesn't allow. Okay? Not, don't get me wrong, not that the Ron is saying you're supposed to not get sheker, but the Ron does seem to say that you're going to work a little bit harder on the presentation of the guy's case who has to be his dayan. You follow me? The Rosh doesn't even allow that. The Rosh says you'll just understand the case, so you look into both sides better. Lamaiz, but not that you're going to spend more time on one than the other. The Ron seems to say like that, that you're going to mahapich yoser b'schuso of the guy that asked you more than what the other guy. Okay? So that's the pshat according to what? That's the pshat according to, there's a slight difference I want you to get. And we'll crystallize it by time element. Should you work harder to mahapich b'schuso of the guy you asked? The Ron allows that, the Rosh doesn't even allow that. Okay? The Rosh doesn't even allow that. And the Rosh stresses Chas v'Sholom, Chalil v'Chas, these guys that misinterpret Rashi. And that's what we said from the Rosh. Chas v'Sholom, you can't take bribes. These aren't bribes. We don't allow lawyers in Beit Din, remember? You're not supposed to have Tonim. Remember we said what Tonim are the lawyers. You're not supposed to have a lawyer. The Baladinim go in front of the Dayanim, that's it. A lot of Beit Din allow Tonim. It's really not right, though. Should be direct. We actually had a Machlokes v'Sholom, Amplur. Can you have a Baal Din appoint an Amplur? An Amplur means a Shliach to represent you. We had a Machlokes v'Sholom on that. We'll get to, not today. But Lamaisa, I want you to get this Din, Al Pi Halacha, and that being very clearly, Halacha Lamaisa. And that is that everyone agrees you're Yotzei Din Lamito. There's no Sheker here. Question is, can you spend more time? The Ron says yes. The Rosh says no. Equal amount of time. We'll just know that you were the case. You'll understand each guy's case better because you were asked by that guy. Okay? Now, please get down. I didn't write it just in this question. The Nimuki Yosef shot. What's the Nimuki Yosef shot? That you shouldn't be what? You shouldn't be haphazard and too quick. Have a matun and bedin. Mishnah says in Avos. Okay, so please get the Nimuki Yosef from the Yushalmi. Then Mukiyosa quotes from the Yushami, you take your time. Okay? That's what he says, the pshat is, Yotze din lamito is, you take your time. Okay? You shouldn't feel pressured, Lamaisa. And since what? You see the guy there, you're not going to mahar lif sokas adin, and you're going to look into the din better, and therefore you're going to be able to mahapich v'schuso, you're going to take your time. Each guy's going to take his time to say, did I really look into the case well of the guy that asked me to do it? Okay? So he says an issue of having the tune and the din. To be delicate, to take your time, and don't be too haphazard. That's the Mukiyosef shot of Yotze Din Lamito. So please get that in number 9. Okay, number 10. What do we say regarding Pshara and Zavla? We mentioned last semester at great length, we learned the sugya about Pshara, yes? What's the din of Zavla and Pshara? So what do we say? We pass on like the Chamim. Who chooses the third Dayan? Who chooses the third Dayan? The third Dayan. Who chooses the third dayan? The two dayanim, according to Chum against Rameir. What happens when it comes to Pshara, though? Pshara of Zavla. What happens if they're going to do Zavla, but it's going to be a Pshara? Pshara means arbitration. It's going to be a settlement. Who chooses the third dayan in that case? So if you look in Simon Yud Gimel, when it comes to Pshara, the Shach writes, for Pshara you need the Das of the Baal Edinim. Okay? You need the Das of the Baal Edinim, Halach Lamaisa. Okay? When it comes to what din Torah, then the Dayanim Lamaisa choose. Okay? But do you need Dasa Baal Edinim? Yes, you do when it comes to Pshara. That's the Chiddush of the Shach and Simon Yud Gimel Sifkat Na'al. So please get it. Our Mishnah is talking about din Torah. When it comes to Pshara, though, you better be get the, because Pshara is Pshara, dealing with a settlement. So it makes sense that what they should be able to chime in, correct? You follow me, Pinchas? So it makes sense. That regular din Torah, the two dayanim choose a third. By a pshara tani, which is going to be a settlement anyway, then we require the das of the baal edinim. Okay, that answers number one. Number 10, 11. What's the machlokes of Meir and the Chumim? How to mevar the dayanim? Uma havim in my maskonim. Okay? So the Gemara says the following. What's the machlokes? What do you mean, what's the machlokes? Didn't we do that already? No, I don't mean that. I mean in Lumdus. But my kamafligi, the Gemara says. That's all the tools and mechanics of Lumdus come from the Gemara. We've mentioned that many times. But my kamafligi, what's a machlokes? When I say what's a machlokes, it comes from the Gemara asking that kasha. When we ask a series of kasha, many times the Gemara says, Kasha Chada Ve'ol. Nafkamin is Gemara gives. So what's a nafkamin? What's a machlekes? Gemara says like this. Rav Yudah Merab made a statement. Eidim are not allowed to sign on a shtar, Stephen, unless what? Unless they know the Eidim who they're signing with. You follow me? Eidim are not allowed to sign on a shtar unless they know who they're signing with. Maybe the guys are apostles, it's embarrassing. You're not allowed to sign on a shtar unless you know the other Eidim signing with you. That's Rav Yudah Merab, so Amir. Hey, Lagom Amir. Who subscribes to that? Rav Meir does not subscribe to it. Rav Meir says the two Dayanim don't have a choice in who the third is. The two litigants choose the third. And what do the Chum say? We better bet your bottom dollar we hold like that. You can't sign on a shtar unless you know the other eight. We hold like that. And therefore, if you want to be two Dayanim in this, you better have a word in who's going to be the third Dayan. You follow me? You need to be able to chime in who the third one is. So the machlok is whether Rav Yudah Merab is right. Rav Meir says he's not right. They don't have to know, just like Adam don't have to know who they're signing a shtar with. And the Chum say, you better bet your bottom dollar you need to know. The Adam have to know who they're signing with. The Dayanim have to know who they're sitting with. That's the Havamina of the Gemara. Then the Gemara rejects it and says, that was the Havamina, guys. What's the Maskana? The Maskana is that what? Everyone agrees that what? What does everyone agree? Everyone agrees with Yudah Merab is right. Everyone agrees with Yudah Merab is right. Meaning what? Aiden can never sign on a shtar unless they know who the other eight is. Everyone subscribes to that. So if everyone subscribes to that, the Dayanim need to know too, yes? Everyone agrees that Dayanim need to know. The question is, do the litigants have to know as well? Do you need das of the litigants as well? Ramirez says, yes. You need das Dayanim, you need das Bali Dinim. Chum say, all you need is das who? All you need is das Dayanim. You don't need das Bali Dinim. That's the Maskana Sagamar. Please get it.
Can we say that again?
Yes, everyone agrees. You have to know who you're signing with. The question is, therefore, the Dayanim, you definitely need their say. Everyone agrees you need their say. Okay? Everyone agrees you need their say. The question is, do you also need the say of who? The litigants. Ramirez says you do, Chum says you don't. So that's why I was going to say it, but I left it like that. See, when we did the first question that we did, I was mazbit through Machlokasim, right? The correct way to be mazbit through Machlokasim, I just said it according to the Havamina. According to the Maskana, both Ramirez and the Chum agree you need the das of who? The Dayanim. The question is, do you need also the Das of the Baladinim? I was Mazma the case according to the Havani. Okay? But the Maskanis, everyone says you need Das Dayanim. Question, do you also need Das Baladinim? Very good. Excellent. That's number what? Number 11. Let's go. 12. You guys have kashas throughout. You can call me. Okay? You can call me at home at night. I want you to go over it every night. Time to try to make time tonight. Go over all the questions you missed in the beginning. Go over with Adam, someone. Okay? If you can help, okay? Every night, I want you to fall behind. Chazer it over. Every night. That's number what? 11. Let's go. 12. Let's go. What are the two dinim, acherim, that the Gemara says, talks about a group of men, agudishal and asher? And what are the details about one of the dinim we said? The Gemara says that the nikea das vishalayim would never, what? Would never sign a shtar unless they knew who the Edom were. So we have three dinim. Dayanim shouldn't sit unless they know who the Dayanim are. Edom shouldn't sign on a shtar unless you know who the Edom are. What's the third one? Should never sit at a banquet. Shouldn't sit at a lunch unless you know who the guys you are sitting with.
Wait, that?
Three dinim.
There's three, yeah.
Dayanim, who to sit with. Edom, who the Edom sign on a shtar with. The third one is you shouldn't sit at a meal. Now we said from the Bir Halacha, you're allowed to go to a banquet, and that's why they have a dais, that the Rebbeim sit at the dais. But they shouldn't sit with Amaratzim, the Talmud Chacham. That's why a dais came about. So they can't eat the Bir Halacha made a deal. You can't sit at the same table. You can go to a banquet, a dinner, for a tzedakah, for a yeshiva, but they really shouldn't. You shouldn't sit Talmud Chacham by Amaratzim. That was the Bir Halacha's deal. But they can go to the banquet. So those are the three dinim. Now, what do we say about this? I want you to get this. Is this Mikra a din or not? So he said this is a machloek, the Rosh and the Chuvis and the Agos Ashri. The Rosh and the Chuvis says it's an Eitz of Tova. Because the Gemara said Nikiyei Adas. What's Nikiyei Adas? Please, guys that have clean Das, meaning it means Tzadikim. So this is not Mikra Adin. It's a Midas Chasidus according to the Chuvis Arosh, Stephen.
Which was the
third one is Dayanim sitting together, Adim signing a star, and sitting in a meal. Stam sitting in a meal.
Who?
Tamei Nechum shouldn't sit with Amaratzim. They could go to the banquet, but they can't sit at the same table. Okay? So is this halacha of Adam not signing on a shtar, is that mikra din or not? Al pi halacha. So what's the pshat? So we said that, according to Tshuvas HaRosh, it is not. It is only a lechachilu. It's only a midas chasidus. Okay? But the Gosh Rashi says it is mikra din. So I want you to get that machlok. So machlok, Tshuvas HaRosh, Gosh Rashi, is that halacha of Adam not signing on a shtar, not... If you don't know who the guy you're signing with, is that Amidas Chasidus or is that Mikra Din? But no matter what, if B'dievid you sign without knowledge of the other guy, it's definitely kosher. I want you to get that. Just the machlok is whether it's a Din L'Chachim or it's Amidas Chasidus.
The other one?
Gosh Hashri. The Gosh Hashri says, Allah Halamai said that it's Mikra Din Adam. But even according to the Gosh Hashri, if B'dievid they're a Chosim Zeb Lozeh, it's still kosher, we said. Okay? So it's all on a level of L'Chachim or Amidas Chasidus Mamish, right? Three levels. Midas Chasidus, L'Chachila, or B'dievid. B'dievid is definitely kosher. It's only a machlokus between the goshu, whether it's a mikra or it's a Midas Chasidus, Nikiy Hadas, or it's what? Or it's considered to be L'Chachila. The Poshim Shad, Nikiy Hadas, Masha is a Midas Chasidus. But nonetheless, I want you to know this machlokus in Rishonim.
What does the Tshuvas HaRosh say?
What did you say?
The
Tshuvas HaRosh? Tshuvas HaRosh says the Midas Chasidus, because the expression Nikiy Hadas is used. Okay? Fine. Now on this number 12, I want you to get, okay? The Bach makes a comment here in Os Beis, which is very important. And that is that Halacha L'maisa, we said that you need Das HaDayanim in order to choose, because they want to be able to sit who they're going to sit with. Correct? Now the Bach said, why is that? Because we don't want to embarrass someone. You remember that? If you have the two of Dayanim in play, and then they choose a third guy, right? And the Dayanim don't have a choice of the third guy, what do we say that is, Ellie? You're going to embarrass the third guy. That's why the Chum say you need Das HaDayanim to choose the third guy. Remember, it would be embarrassing the third guy. So the box point is, please get this. What about when each guy chooses his own Dayan, and they possible each other, isn't that embarrassing? What's the answer? The basin hasn't been established yet. When the basin's already established with two guys already, and they're looking for a third to solidify, and they possible the third guy, it's very embarrassing. But in the first stage, when each guy's choosing their one, that there's no problem with embarrassment. I want you to get that point. Okay? Put that in number what? Put that in number what? Number 12. That was the box and the nose base. Okay? That's an important nakuda. There's no embarrassment because there was no kfius of basin established yet. And the first stage, when each guy's choosing one, each other's dying. But when each one has, when you have the two together, and the litigants would choose the third without the Dayanim, they don't know who they're going to sit with. They say, well, I don't want to sit with that guy. That's terribly embarrassing, the third guy. That's why you make sure that they have the decision, who the third's going to be. Otherwise, if it's pushed on them, it might be embarrassing. Okay, that answers number what? What does that answer? 12, 13. Excellent. What's the kasha of the Gemara Kol Kamine? What's the teretz? What's the kasha of the Gemara Kol Kamine? What's the teretz? What does Kol Kamine mean? It's a code word. What does Kol Kamine? What does Kol Kamine mean? Do you have so much koyach? Do you have so much power? That's what Kol Kamine means. Right? Kol Kamine. Jacob, Kol Kamine. Do you have so much power? Maybe you will in a week or two. You might have a lot of power. Right? But the Gemara says Kol Kamine. Do you have so much power that you can possibly each other's dying? Who are you to pass each other's dying? Kol Kamine. That's what the Lashon Kol Kamine is. You have caught to pass each other's dying? Oh, so what's the terrors? So the Gemara's terrors again is kangaroo courts. Yeah, you can pass each other's kangaroo court. But Mumchim you can't touch. Mumchim you can't touch. Aye, the Seifa says that the Chum say if it's BP based then you can't pass. Master Mary can pass. No. If they're Kshayrin, or the Mumchim in Beis Din, you can't passel them. So the Gemara goes with this cloud that a mayor holds, you can only passel kangaroo courts. But you can't passel who? You can't passel legitimate Kshayrin or Mumchim. That was the Gemara's first stage there. That's the answer to number what? 13. 14. What's the kasha of a Edim Kimumchim dummy? There's no level of Mumchim by Edim. Everyone is a Mumchim. By Dayan, it's how much knowledge you know. How much Torah do you know? There could be levels of the hedged or mumchim. Badayanim, but Adam either know that you're an eyewitness or not an eyewitness. And what did it say in this, in the case? The third case, it said each guy can pass each other's Adam. So you see the Gemara asks that what? Reb Meir can't pass on Mumchim. You see from the Adam case. Right? Because before that, those two lines before the Gemara just said, no, there's a difference between becoming a Mumcha and being a publicly appointed. Hamchulu L'Rabim is publicly appointed, but he didn't know the dinim. If you don't know the dinim, Reb Meir says you can't be passing that guy, even if you're publicly appointed. If you know the dinim, Reb Meir says you can't touch him. But the Gemara asks, what do you mean? You can't touch Mumchim. Adam and Reb Meir said you can passel Adam. Adam, by definition, are Mumchim Adam. That's the Gemara's kasha. Baku Adam can Mumchim Dummets. What's the terrence of the Gemara? What's the terrence of the Gemara? It says Adam can Mumchim Dummy. Adam are like Mumchim Dummy. Reb Meir said you can passel that. So what's the terrence of the Gemara? It's a great, great kasha. So the Gemara says the terrence is follows. Excellent, Adam. The Gemara's terrence is Ado. The Gemara says, Eido. Reish Lakish said, the Pek Kadosh. Reish Lakish said, the holy mouth, Reb Meir. How could he say such a thing? He didn't say two Adam men, one Aid. Eido. Insert the word Eido, Stephen. One Aid you can passel, not two Adam. One Aid you can passel.
Can you repeat the question?
14. What was the kasha of the Adam Kimunkim Dom? Adam, by definition, are experts. You either see the case, you don't see the case. By Dayanim, you can have different levels. A Mumchim, not Mumchim. Aiden, by definition, you're a Mumchim. And Reb Meir said you can passel that. I thought we said Reb Meir said you can't passel Mumchim. So you see that Reb Meir holds you can't passel Mumchim. So the Gemara answers what? A Do. One Aid you can passel, not a Deen. A Do. That's how you read the Mishnah. That's the Gemara's terrace. A Do. Excellent. Tani A Do. Fine. So that answers number what? Number what? 14. 15. Let's go. So the Gemara asks on this. What did the Gemara ask? What do you mean you can pass a one aid? Can an aid, is an aid acceptable for mominus? Yes or no? Is an aid acceptable for mominus?
No.
I'll be standing a good number. If he's acceptable for shvua? Yes. Can them can make trade. So what do you mean? How can you pass an aid echad? You can't pass an aid echad either. If it was for mominus, an aid echad is not good anyway. If it's for shvua, an aid echad is believed like to. You can't touch him. What's it talking about? Kibbul like a betray. It was one aid. It was one aid. It was mum, like Pinchas is saying. But the litigants made a kinyan and a kiblu alai. What does kiblu alai mean? What does it mean? Stephen, it's a track where you can make up your own deal. You can make up your own construct. And they treated the aid echad like two aidim. That was the deal they had within one another. That was the deal they had with one another. They treated the Eid Echad like two. You treat the Eid Echad like two, Halach L'maisa, we said what? We said then, that's the Machlokes to Reb Meir and the Chachamim. Reb Meir says, I want to back out of that. This guy's puzzle. Come and say, no way. You made a pledge of allegiance to this institution of Kibbul Alai. You can't back out of it unless you bring riot that this guy's a bad guy. Or he's a car over, he's a puzzle. Okay? Only in that case do we say, Halach L'maisa, can you back out of it? Halach L'maisa, only if you bring a riot. Halach L'maisa, the guy is what? The guy's a bad guy because you're makabel about him 1-2. But you're a makabel guy that's a carver apostle, right? So if you bring a riot that he's an apostle, then he's done. Okay, but if you don't bring a riot, you can't back out. Reb Meir says, why not? Why can't I back out? Okay, that answers number what? 15. Let's go, guys. 16. Musagas concept. 15. What was the concept? Kibbul like the we said. Do you accept the Eidach like two? The Meila. It was for dinim amud, it was kibbul alai. So Reb Meir says, once you make that pledge of allegiance, so what? You can be chozobo. Come say you can't be chozobo unless you can arrive at the guy's apostle. Okay, 16. Give two ma'alchim to understand the din of kibbul alai. Give two makoros which arrive for each side. Rav Ganak, Shlit to the great Gaon, Rabbi Yemai, the head of the OU, and Rav in Englewood, and also Rosh Yeshiva here, and Rosh Yeshiva in Turo. Lamai said like following, wrote the Sefer Birkas Yitzchak Sanhedrin, said the following Kiddush. You with me, Nachum? What are the two approaches to Kibbul Alai? Either it's a Yischaivus moment. You wake up one morning, you say, I owe $100,000 to Mr. X. You can do that. Yischaivus Baal Peh. See, Yischaivus to one another, we're accepting one aid to be treated like two. Kibbul Alai. We're accepting the women to be done. We're accepting Krogan to be done. You can accept Rishoyim. You can make whatever deal you want to make up. You make a kinyan between each other, and that's it. That's the din. Binding arbitration, that's it. Kiblu alai. It's a yischaivus moment. Hold up! The other approach is that kiblu alai is not a yischaivus moment, but what is it? It's a heksher. It's like putting him in mikveh. Not literally, metaphorically. It's a heksher. It's like he becomes like two people. He's one man, becomes like two. He's a Russia, becomes a tzaddik. He's a car, becomes a non-relative. Those are the two approaches to how the mechanics of kiblu alai works.
What was the first approach? The
first approach is it's yischaivus moment. Cheshen mishpat. It's yischaivus moment.
Which is what?
Which is you can wake up one morning and yischaiv yourself $100,000 in dini mamas. You can make up your own rules. It's kind of like davar shel mamon tanai kayim. According to Rav Yehuda, tanai mashkas b'tayr. You can make up your own rules. You make a kinyan. This is the way we're going to do the case. That's one approach. The other approach is no. The other approach is it's a heksher. You're actually being, you're not putting them in the mikvah mamash, but you metaphorically you're saying this guy's like two. These krovim are non-relatives. These are sharma tzadikim. Two different approaches. What's the raya for each approach? Let's get it. Yushalmi says, what's the din if I subpoena someone to give testimony? I knew he was an aide on the case. I'm a shpihim. You come into Beis Din, please testify me. Take a shvuah that you don't know anything if you don't come in. What happens? He takes a shvuah and what happens? He's caught lying. What do you have, normally have to do on a korban you're caught lying on? Shvuah sa'edis. You have to bring a special korban, shvuah sa'edis. Pasuk in Chumash. Parshas Vayikra. Shvuah sa'edis. What happens if it's a kiblu alai case and I subpoenaed him? And I make him take a shvuah. And then he gets hesitant, he doesn't want to come in and testify. I make him take a shvuah. And he's caught lying on the shvuah. Does he have to bring a korban? Yes or no? Yushalmi says, Befer, she's not chayav a korban shvuah sa'edis. In the case of kiblu alai. What does that show? Which approach does that show? He's chayavus or heksher? No, it shows he's chayavus. If it's heksher, it should be chayav. Kiblu alai just means it was his chayavus moment. That doesn't speak to the chayav korban. So please get that down. Very good, Stephen. You see, you're not chayav a korban shvuah sa'edis. Because you hold the getter a din of kiblu alai is a chayavus moment. Ellie, you follow me? If you hold it was a heksher, you would be chayav a korban. Because you makshered him. So that's the raya to the tzad of chayavus. What's the raya to the tzad of heksher? What does Tosfos say in Maseches Nida? Adaf Mem Tes? Can you have a gear service one of the dayanim of Beis Din Chalitza? Yes or no? No. And the Gemara digs up a pasuk for it. According to Tosfos. Why do you need a pasuk for it, Tosfos says? Because the case of kiblu alai. Now, is your makabel that you wanted this gear to be a gear, dayan for chalitza? So I would have thought it's good. Come on, the pasuk says even kiblu alai is bad. So Rabbi Chonin Wasserman Zatzal and the Kibbutz Aharis writes, what is kiblu alai? It's based on his chayvus have to do with chalitza, correct? Has nothing to do with chalitza. Chayvus is mammon. Chalitza is not mammon. You follow me? The fact that Tosfos presents it like that, what does that indicate? That kiblu alai is a heksher. Through kiblu alai, I would be machsher a gear. Kamash Mulan. The reason why it's possible because of a pasuk. Says Rabbi Chonin, you see from that Tosfos that kiblu alai is working not midin ischaivus, Stephen, but midin what? Heksher. You're being machsher someone by using kiblu alai. So I would have thought a gear would have been good for chalitza. Kamash Mulan is not good. Those are the two approaches to kiblu alai, and I want you to know the raya for each one. You got it?
Can you repeat the raya?
Yes, a Beis Din for a chalitza. You need a Beis Din for chalitza, correct? You know what chalitza is. You have a couple that got a husband dies out on the kids. They don't want to do Yibum, the surviving brother, so they do chalitza in order to release her, yes?
Yeah.
So in order to release her, you want to do chalitza. Fine. Can you have a gear service one of the three dayanim? The Gemara says no. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk. So Tosfos says, what do you need a pasuk for? Because Tosfos is talking about kiblu alai. So the man and woman said, we don't care if a dayan is a gear. Fine, let the guy be a dayan for the chalitza. No problem. So if you say the mechanics of kiblu alai is that it's a heksher, so I would have thought it's good. Kamash on the pasuk is that says it's not good. See, if it was ischaivus, Stephen, makes no sense. Ischaivus is mamum, financials. Chalitza is not a financial. So if you're invoking the whole din of kiblu alai in that realm, in that landscape, in that context, Obviously, it's not referring to what? The mechanics are not ischai this moment, so what? It's an hechsher. That's good for the chiddush in that context. Okay. That answers number what? 16. Number 16. 17, guys. Let's go. What's the kasha of the Gemara from the Mishnah daf of Dalim and Aleph Neman Alayaba? The Gamma Pshacha Radimi, the Mishnah. Meaning the Gemara has the kasha. Okay. Now that we've established that the case is Kiblolai, it's amazing. If you're writing a parish of Mishnayos, remember we said that? If you're writing our own art school on Mishnayos, it's unbelievable how you'd be mazed with this Mishnah. So at the end of the day, according to Meir Chum, what's the case of Argon? Kiblolai. Kibetre. So one guy came in, you accept him like two. Gemara says that's obvious. We know that from the next daf. The next daf of Kaftal is the Mishnah of Nemelai Abba. Where you want your Abba, you want your Avicha, either my father, your father, or Shlosher Roya Bakar, you make a pledge of allegiance. Is that good or not? Ramirez says you can back out of that. Chum say you can't. What's the big deal? Kibbalah in the next Mishnah, Chaf Dalet. What do you mean the Mishnah Chaf Gimel to teach me that same thing? That's the Gemara's Kasha. But what do Rav Dimi say on that Mishnah?
We already have that same case.
Yeah, we already have that Chiddush on Chaf Dalet El. What does the Mishnah say on Chaf Dalet? Shloshe Roy Bakar, right? Nemelai Abba, Nemelai Avicha. What do Rav Dimi, Breder of Nachman, Breder of Yosef say? Kibbalah Lebechad. You wanted the what? You wanted one of the Dayanim to be your father or his father, right? It says Kibla Bechad and the top of Chav Gimel on the base, guys.
Isn't it weird?
It says on the top. One second. Let's do the Kasha, Stephen, okay? So Gemara is asking, we already learned Kibla Lai from what? We already learned Kibla Lai from our Chav Talam and Aleph. What did Rav Dimi Breda what? Rav Dimi Breda of Nach, Breda of Yosef, safe shot in the Mishnah, that you want your Abravich to be one of the three Dayanim. Yes? So you see already that Kibbalah lies already in the Mishnah's Chavdalah. So the Gemara asks, plain and simple, Stephen, why would that be the Chiddush of our Mishnah, Chav Gimelav, when we already know what a Chavdalah and Aleph? Yes, Stephen, go ahead, I'm sorry. What was your kasha?
No, I just saying it seems weird to say, why do we need this to be used over here on Chav Gimel?
Not why you need. The Chiddush, if you want to tell me the kernel of the Chiddush on Chav Gimel is Kibbalah, we already have it on the next staff. So don't tell me that's the Chiddush.
Why can't the Chiddush come now? Why does it have to wait till?
Because that's what I'm saying. But it's self-evidence, right? It's right black on white in the Mishnah Chavdalah. So you have to stand on your head. Because we're in a dilemma. We're in a dilemma in our Mishnah.
So you're saying it's not a Chiddush over here on Chav Gimel because it already says it.
Exactly. We're saying the Chiddush is Kibbalah Chav Gimel, but we don't need that already. We already need it. Gemara's trying in the dilemma in Chav Gimel. What's the pshat in our Mishnah? So you want to tell me Kibbalah? I already know that. We already know that. That's the kasha. But I want you to know Rav Dimi's addendum. Rav Dimi, Breder of Nachman, Rav Yosef's addendum. Kibbalah Bechad. Okay? That was the touch. You accepted Abba Avichai to be one of the three Dayanim. That's number 17. 18. Let's go.
They agree. Kibbalah Bechad.
Yes. Kibbalah Bechad. That's the Mishnah Chavdal Anaf. Rav Dimi's addendum. Pshat in the Mishnah. So don't tell me that's a pshat by us. That was Gemara's kasha. Okay, 18. What's the teretz of the Gemara? Let's go. What's the teretz of the Gemara? So the Gemara says Srichusa. Beautiful. What's a Srichusa? You need both Mishnayos. Because if you just had Chavdalah and Aleph, what would I think? What would I think? According to Rabbani, you can't be Chozer over there because why? Abba and Vichar are kosher guys in other cases. Happens to be in this case, they're relatives. That's why they're off the map. That's why they're apostle. But in other cases, they're fine. So I would think the Chum would say, and only in that case you make that pledge of allegiance, you can't close her ball. But in our mission, these guys, Chakir, Trey, one is never good. And Dini Mamas. So it's never good. It's not Chazul Alma. It's never good. So it's never good. I would think the Rabbana would agree to him, Mary, you can be back out. That's why you need our mission. If you just had what? The Mishnah Chavdalet Eli, I would think the Chum only in that case say you can't be close her ball. Because Abba Vichar Kosh in other areas. Abba Vichar Kosher in other areas. Just happens to be in this case, you're relative, so they're not good. But other areas, they're fine. They're tzaddikim. So I would think in that case, only the Rabbanan say that pledge of allegiance is good. You can't be chozer bo. Only in that case. But in our case, Chag Ketrei is always bad, Adam. So it's always bad. I would think the Chum would agree to remarry. You could back out of this. Because Chag Ketrei is a gigantic Chiddush. So if you want to back out of that pledge of allegiance, why not? That's what I would think. Kamashman Mishnah says no. Even in this case, the Chum say you can't back out. You got it? Let's go the other way now. What if you just had our Mishnah? What did we just say to our mission? That only their Rameir says you can be kosher both. Because kav ketrei is never acceptable. So only maybe in that case Rameir says you can back out of it. But the Mishnah Chavtav by Abba Vavicha, maybe Rameir would agree with who? The Rabbanan. Since the father is good in other areas, the father and your father is good in other areas, I would think what? What would I think the halacha would be? I would think the Rabbanan, Rameir would agree the Rabbanan, you cannot be kosher both. Kamash Malan, the Mishnah Chavtav and Av tells me that even a Chavtav and Av, Rameir says you can be kosher both. Okay? That's the Srikhusa, that's why you need both cases. Okay? We got it? That's why you need both cases of Lach Lamais. You need both Mishnahs. You need Chav Gimel, Amar Alf, and you need Chav Tal, Amar Alf. You follow me? Both Mishnahs. We're on number what? That answer what? 18. We're up to 19. Okay, guys and miss, Ella's going to put it up tonight. I want you guys, Jeremy, tonight, I want you to chazer. I don't want you to fall behind. Yonah, okay? I want you to go over all the questions. If you have questions, you call me tonight. Every night, go until next Wednesday for the Bechina. Okay, every night, I want you guys to know every question so you don't fall behind. You call me anytime you want. Okay? Not too late, but you know what I'm saying. Okay? All right, no, seriously, I want you guys to take this opportunity. Forget about the secular studies till Wednesday. I want you to know these blot well. Okay? So that's the answer to the Gemara. That's the Chiddush of Kibbalah. That's Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet. Both cases, they argue. Rameir says you can always retract from your Pledge of Allegiance. Come say you can never retract. But you needed both Mishnayos. That's the Srikhusa. That's 18, 19. Let's go. Why does Gemara need to quote Rav Dimi at all? Tazbir Kushis of Tysis. That was Tysis Kasha. What's the Kasha? Tosis on the top of Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet asks, why did you have to quote Rav Dimi? Just quote the Mishnah straight up. If you want to tell me the Chiddush, the kernel of the Chiddush in our Mishnah, Chav Gimel Alav, is Kibbul Alai, we already know that from Chav Dalet Alav. What do you need Rav Dimi to say anything for? The Mishnah says, Nemar Alav, Abba, Nemar Alav, Icha. Forget about Rav Dimi, Kibbul Abachad. The institution is Kibbul Alai. A father's puzzle. Your father's puzzle, right? Everyone's puzzle, right? What do you need Rav Dimi to be added on, the Amoyer? That's Tosis Kash on the top. Tema. What do you need to quote Rav Dimi for? Just quote the Mishnah straight up. It's a bomb kasha tesis. Okay? That's what I mean in 19. Lama gro tzichol avi Rav Dimi, tazbir tekushya. The kasha is, if you're trying to convey kibbul alai, we know it from the Mishnah kibbul alai. You know Rav Dimi's pshat kibbul b'chad? What do you need it for? Okay, that's 19. 20. What is the teretz of Tosos that got me tartal reis? Oh, let's get it. We said Tartal Reis, we discussed great length of Ron Sykes, Mahalat, Shlita, and Ksubis. That's the Gabi Isra. But this is the Gabi Choshen Mishpat. So Tysus is an amazing terrorist. Please get it. He says, it wasn't for Rav Dimi, it wouldn't be a Kasha. Because I would think the Mishnah would be Tartal Reis. What do you mean Tartal Reis? How many dayanim do you normally need for a basin? You need three. You're making two jumps. There's two negativities here. Number one, he's only one human being, the father. You want to count him as three. And number two, he's a father, he's puzzle. That's two negativities. That's called Tartal Reis. So I think only by Tartal Reis do we say that what? You could be Chozer Bo. But by Chadal Reis, maybe Rameir would agree that you could be Chozer Bo. That's why the Gemara needed to quote Rav Dimi. Why did it need to quote Rav Dimi? To tell me, Kamash Malan, that even by Chada L'Reyesa, the father you just wanted to count as one dying alone, and that's it. There are two other guys that are kosher. So it's only Chada L'Reyesa. So since it's only Chada L'Reyesa, I would think, L'Maisa, so the Chiddush is, Rameir says, even by Chada L'Reyesa, which is not so bad, still Rameir says you could be chosebo from that. So then the Gemara asks, Tanina, we already learned in the Mishnayos, Halach Lomaisa, we learned Kibla Lai Chada Kebetre, is how many? Is Chada L'Reis. So we already know Rameir's Chozubo. From what daf? The next daf of Chavtalav. But is it Chavtalav Tartal L'Reis? No, it's not. Once you put in Rav Dimi, it's Chada L'Reis. That's what it means Kibla B'Kachad. You only treated the father like one dying, you didn't treat him like three. So in Mele, you got two Mishnayos telling me, by Chada L'Reis, Rameir's Kibla Chozubo. What do you need that for? El, you got me? Again, Tartal Reis means you're counting the one father as three dayanim, and number two, he's apostle. Maybe only in that case does a mayor says you could be chosable. But maybe if he's two other kosher dam and he's only one dying, maybe I would think, what, you could be chosable? Kamashmal, no. That's what Dimi is saying. Ramayor says you could be chosable even in that case. Then the Gemara's kasha is a great kasha. Yes?
So he says, so he's saying for Tartarus and Clatter, so you can track.
Yes. That's why you need Rav Dimi to be brought in, because if you didn't have Rav Dimi, Adam, you could say that maybe Ramayor says you can retract only when it's doubly bad. But when it's singly bad, maybe Rav Meir would say you can't be chosable because it's not so bad. Kamashon Rav Meir says you can be chosable even when it's singly bad. That's why it's critical to Gemara to quote Rav Dimi. Okay? Fine. That's 20. 21. What's the additional teretz that is said by the Chiddushi Aran? Let's get it. You got it? The Ran says like this. The additional teretz of the Ran, he says like this. Okay, very interesting teretz. Okay? He basically says, halacha lemaisa. He basically says like this. The Mishnah says later on Chaf Dalet and Aleph, it said, what did it say? Abba Vavicha, what was the third case? Shlosha Roe Bakar. What did Rameir say over there? What did Rameir say over there? You could be chosable, correct. Now, how many chasronos are there? How many chasronos are there? Only one, because there are three roi bakar, right? They're not fit, but they're three human beings, right? So there you see that what? What do you see from there? You see from there that in the Mishnah itself, even without Rav Dimi, we have a manifestation of chada l'reisa, and Rav Meir says you can be chosable. So we're back to the kasha. It's amazing kasha, Kusharan says. You see from that Mishnah, even my chad al reis in that Mishnah itself, licht in the Mishnah. Licht is Yiddish. Licht, in it. In the Mishnah itself, licht in the Mishnah. Licht in the Mishnah, it's licht. Licht in the Mishnah. It's like a more of a K. Licht in the Mishnah, Labais, you see the favors that what? That even chad al reis or Rameir, what? Rameir says you can be chosable. So what do you need Rav Dimi for? There are three cases over. Don't forget about the third case, the Sharon's asking. There's Abba, there's Avich, and there's Shlosha Roy Bakar. Shlosha Roy Bakar is what? Three guys. So there's only one thing, one race that you're allowing. And Rameir says you can be chosable. Oh, so what's the teretz? So what do we say? You remember? So the Sharon said like this. If you're Makabal, Shlosha Roy Bakar, it's considered to be like three chasronos. Interesting. The fact that you're taking three Roy Bakar, we view it as three chasronos. It's even worse than Tartal Reis. It's three. We said that speaks to what? That spoke against the unit theory of a Ronswag. No? Seemed to speak against it. You have no riot because it's all, you know, it's all kibble lie anyway. But you see, you're viewing the three guys as individuals. And we viewed it as three chasronos. But Rav Ronswag would just answer back to this. Don't bring me riots from kibble lie. Kibble lie is a separate institution anyway. You follow me? Okay, so that's the Chiddush Aran. I want you to get that. So basically, 21 is, I said, what did the Chiddush Aran add? He added the Kasha, and then it becomes Zed Teretz Nosaf. It's not really an additional Teretz, an answer to his Kasha, that don't ask me from Roy Barker, because Roy Barker is not a case of Chadal Reis, it's really Shlosh Lareis. And in that case, Rameir says you can be, but maybe Chadal Reis, maybe Rameir says you can't be Chosmo. That's why you need Rav Dimi. You follow me? You need Rav Dimi to tell me it's Chadal Kibbutz by Abba Avicha. Don't tell me Shlosha Roy Bakar, because Shlosha Roy Bakar is not chayes, it's three chasronos. It's even worse. Ben, you got me?
So how does Rav Dimi make sense for Shlosha Roy Bakar?
No, Rav Dimi was touching Abba Vavicha, Kibla Becha. He was touching that phrase in the Mishnah. But the Ron asked, what about Shlosha Roy Bakar? You see Shlosha Roy Bakar is chayes, or Rav Meir says, give me chosar ball. Terence says, no, Shlosha Roy Bakar is three chasronos. You follow me? That's why you need Rav Dimi to what to ask the Kasha of the Gemara. Okay? See, Rav Dimi was just touching an Abba Vavich. He wasn't touching Shlosha Roy Bakar. You follow what I'm saying?
And that's why we need him.
That's why we need him, because we need the Mishnah. We need the Mishnah to be teaching us that by Chada L'Reis or Rav Meir says you can be Chosar Bon Chav Talam and Av Steven. If you did not have Rav Dimi, then you don't see it there. You don't see it there. Because you'd say Abba Vavich is Tart L'Reis, and you would say what? And you would say that Shlosha Roy Bakar is Shlosha Chasramas. But by Chad al Reis, I don't see it. No, once you see Rav Dimi meant Abavich is Kibla B'chad, then the shot in the mission is Chad al Reis, or Meir still says you can be chosable. Okay?
But in the end of the day, Shlosha Roy Bakar is Tlosa al Reis or Chad al Reis?
In the end of the day, Lamaisa, it's three. It's three. In the end of the day, it's three. Again, Ben, Rav Dimi is touching Abba Vavicha, that's Kibla B'chad. Shlosha Rav Bakr at the end of the day is three. What Chad al Reis is with Rav Dimi's pshat in the Mishnah, now Abba Vavicha is Chad al Reis. Okay? All right, that's the pshat, Lamaisa. Okay, that goes to number 21. 22, guys, let's go. Forget about the Hebrew Adam. Forget about it, Lamaisa. The Torah now, the last 2 weeks, forget about it. Only Torah. Ready, Tani? Forget about it. God, forget about it, Lamaisa. Okay? This is the Hebrew, this is Lashon HaKodesh, the Torah. Okay? Right. Okay, 22. What does the Ron ask from the Mishnah Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph? What does it ask from the Mishnah Chaf Dalet? The Ron asks like this. The Ron asks an amazing kasha. Amazing. He says, I don't understand something, he says. The Mishnah says, Shloshe Roy Bakr, and what does it say? What do we have a Havamina? We had a Havamina that what if it just taught Abba Vavicha, which are kosher in other places, what's the din? The Rabbanan say you can't be chosrable. But in the case of Chareke Beitrei, which is always bad, I would think the Rabbanan would be motor remeir that what? That you could be chosrable. Frek the Ron, what are you talking about? The Mishnah says explicitly, Shloshe Roy Bakr. Are Roy Bakr kosher? Are they Chazal Alma, Pinchas? No, they're always bad, Shloshe Roy Bakr. If they're always bad, Rav Modern still say ain't a Chazar Bo. So how can you entertain a Havamina and say, oh, by a case of what? By a case of what? Lo Chazul Alma, the Rabbanu would be Moda to Remeir. What do you mean? The Rabbanu are not Moda Remeir over there. By Shloshe Roy Bakr, that's Lo Chazul Alma, and the Rabbanu still say ain't a Chazar Bo. So how can you entertain a Havamina by us, the Rabbanu would be Moda Remeir? That's the right question. Yes. The Gemara says, by Abba Vavicha, who are kosher in other areas, Adam, then the Rabbanon would say, if you make a pledge of allegiance to accept Abba Vavicha, then the Rabbanon would say, you can't be chosrubo. But Chada Kebe Trey, the Gemara said, which is never good, I would have a Havami and the Rabbanon would have been motor Mary could be chosrubo. That's where our Mishnah teaches me, Kamashman, the Rabbanon would say, also in that case, you can't be chosrubo. But there's a Havamina that the Rabbanu would have been motor mayor that you could be chosrubo because it's never acceptable. Correct? You follow what I'm saying? How could the Gemara entertain that Havamina when the next staff in the Mishnah it has Roy Bakr, Shlosha Roy Bakr, and the Rabbanu say on that, Amy Yochel Lachsrubo. Roy Bakr never kosher anywhere. So that's the Ron's Von Kasha. How can you entertain a Havamina that Rabbanu would be motor to mayor in a case of Lochazul Alma? That Rabbanu be motor mayor chosrubo. In the next mission, he says, "Ain't a chosrubo the Rabbanu." By Shlosha Roy Bakr, they're not chazal alma. Adam, clear?
So where?
Let me say it one more time. I want you to get it. What was the tzrichusa? The tzrichusa was you need both mishnayos taught
yes.
To tell me kibbul olad, and to tell me the Rabbanu say you can never be chosrubo from that. Rabbanu say you can't. The reason why I need the mishnah taught. It's because you just have Chavdal of Abba Vavicha. Those guys of Abba Vavicha are good in other areas. Yes, Adam?
Yes.
So now, and when you make a pledge of allegiance to Abba Vavicha, so I would think once that pledge of allegiance is solidified, it's strong. What's it then? You cannot be chosrable. But by our mission, is Chada Kebei Trey. Is Chada Kebei Trey ever acceptable? One guy's never acceptable to any moments. Ever. Never, ever. So maybe in that case, the Rabbanu would agree to remain that if you want to retract from that, you can. Yes? That's the Havamina the Gemara entertains here on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. The Ron asks, how could the Gemara entertain that Havamina? The Mishnah, the next staff, presents Shloshe Roy Bakr, and the Rabbanan say, ain't a Chozerbo. And Shloshe Roy Bakr is not Chazal Alma, and still they say, ain't a Chozerbo. So how could the Gemara entertain such a Havamina? That's the Kasha. It's Adam Klor?
Yeah.
Good. Everyone got it? That's the Ron's Kasha. Stephen, Gabi, you got it? So what's the answer to that kasha? That's number what? That's 22. 23, guys. Let's go. What's the teretz of the Chiddush Aran and the Marsha? Okay? What's the teretz of the Chiddush Aran and the Marsha? Chiddush Aran says like this. Chiddush Aran answers, beautiful. He says, these guys are ra'ui b'makamacher. They're not rishayim. They just don't know dinin. But they can eventually know there's not an intrinsic psul, it's a chisaron. But in a chanami, if they learn, they might be kosher, not considered to be rishoyim. So it's not considered to be their possible makom acher. So don't ask on me, don't ask, you got me, Pinchas? Don't ask from Chof Dalet that there's a case of they're not Roy B'Mokamacher and still the Rabban say, that's not, ain't a Roy B'Mokamacher. Because they're not intrinsically puzzled. They just don't know. They can learn and become guys that are kosher. It's not a psul be'etzim. Don't tell me they're not kosher ba'alma. They're not intrinsically puzzled.
Roy
Bucker, correct. Roy Tzonar Gazlan, not Roy Bucker. Roy Bucker, Roy Tzonar Gazlan, not Roy Bucker. Okay, what is the Marsha's answer? Please get it. Steve, are you, there's some Akbar at it? Let's finish it up. Come on, let's finish it up. What does the Marsha say? Marsha says, I let you go the whole semester. We'll Akbar in the end. Why not? Okay? The Torah at the end. The Torah at the end. The Torah and then Mada. Okay? What's the last there? What's the Marsha's answer? Beautiful answer. What's the Marsha's answer? Let's get it. What's the Marsha's answer? Amazing. How do you read the Mishnah? According to the Havamina of the Gemara, how do you read the Mishnah? The Mishnah runs like this. The Chacham only argue on Neman al Ayab and Neman al Avicha. They don't argue on Shlosh Roy Bucker. That's an amazing way to read the Mishnah. But that's the way you read it. They do not argue. According to the Sada of the Gemara, when they're not Roy B'Mokamacher, the Rabban are not Cholik and a Meir. Okay? Shlosh Roy Bucker, they would agree you could be Chozer Bal. According to the Marsha, these guys are apostles. They're not Roy B'Mokamacher, not like the Ron's answer. But how do you read the Mishnah? If you look at Chof Dalet, it says, "Nemel Shlosh Roy," it is Nemel Abba, Avicha. Shlosh Roy Bucker, Meir Yochel Chasabro, Any Yochel Chasabro. Any Yochel Chasabro is only going Abba Avicha. Shlosh Roy Bucker, they both agree Yochel Chasabro. It's a unique way to read the Mishnah. The plush of Shad Mishnah is from Achloikas on both cases. According to the Havamim the Gemara in a Hanami, the Rabbana would agree to Reb Meir, Halacha L'maisa, that by Shlosh Roy Bucker, you could in fact be Chozer Bal. So the Marsha is arguing on the Ron. Number one, he's saying these guys at Roy Bucker are intrinsic psulim. They're not Chozer L'Mokamacher. And since they're not Chozer L'Mokamacher, the Rabbana would agree with Reb Meir, you could be Chozer Bal. Exactly like the Havamim. And that's the way you can read the Mishnah. Okay? I understand. You guys got to go. You got to go. But I want you to get the answers though. Okay? Yes. Let's finish up, guys. 24. What is the Machoitz Mechaber Amon Choshin Mishpat? Legami Tartal Resa. Please get it. Simon Chof Beis. The Mechaber Paskins like who? In Simon Chof Beis and Choshin Mishpat, we had a straight up Machlaikis. Okay? We had a straight up Machlaikis. Simon Chof Beis. Let's get it. The Ramah. Paskins Ladina like Tosfos Haskamas Rova Poskim that by Tarta Lareasa, okay, that by Tarta Lareasa, yes, by Tarta Lareasa, I want you to get it down, even though you didn't get up to it in the Gemara yet. Please get it. By Tarta Lareasa, both say you could be Chozer Bal. Meaning we Paskin, you can be Chozer Bal. We paskin you could be chozer bar tartal reis haskamis rova poskin. That's what the Ramah says. Simin chav beis sefalf, and the mechaber holds like the Rashi and the Rambam that say not that way, and they say halacha lemaisa. Okay, they say halacha lemaisa. Please get it. That by tartal reis you cannot be chozer bar. Even by tartal reis you cannot be chozer bar. Al pi halacha. That's the shittas Rashi. Okay. So it's a machloikas Rashi Tosfos. The Ramah holds like Tosfos. The Mechaber holds like Rashi. By Tarta Lareasa, can you be Chozer Bal or not? The Ramah holds like Tosfos, you can. The Mechaber holds like Rashi, you cannot. When you make a Kabbalah or a Pledge of Allegiance to Tarta Lareasa, you're done. According to the Mechaber, you can never be Chozer Bal. According to the Ramah, you can. That's 24. Last thing, number 25. What is the Gerer Din of Erech HaNema B'Shvuah? So we pointed out in the Gemara, what was the Gemara say? What did the Gemara say? It said, Hemnu kibay trey. Remember that? An Eid Echad that comes in and says that I'm chayv $100,000 or someone, what's it din? I have to take a shul. Why does the Gemara have to say your belief like two? What's the big deal? You're believed. What's the Gemara driving at your belief like two? That's what we asked. So we said, this speaks to the following. Do we say that he's Neman to Machayv Shur? Do we say he's literally Neman like two guys? Nafkamin is as follows. Please get it. After the Eid Echad comes in and says that I'm Chayv Shur, what's the halach if someone comes after him and says that what he's saying is not true? What do we say? So what's the din? So it could be the Gemara has a din in Yevamos. What three areas does it say that in? It says it by what? By Egla Rufa. It says it by Adus Isha. And it says it by Sota. Please get it, guys. Three areas where one age believe like two. Egla Rufa to say who the murderer is. Then you don't go through the ceremony of Egla Rufa. You don't decapitate the calf. Only in case you don't know who the murderer is. But in Erecha knows. Erecha is like two. What happens when Erecha says a woman was Mezana? After Kinu and Stira. We treat it like two. What happens when Erecha says the guy's dead? A husband's dead. We treat it like two. Those are the three areas. What about by Shvua? Do you say the same halacha by a Shvua? That Erecha is like a Shvua is treated like two. The nafkamina is, have a good day, Gabi. The nafkamina is, if an Erecha comes after the Erecha of Shvua, do we ignore him? Because the Erecha is what happens like two. So one shot in the Gemara, Pinchas says, yes, we ignore him. Because the Erech of Mechav Shu is like two, done. That could have been shot Lamaisa. That's what it means, Neman Kitrei. However, what happens if you don't say like that? What happens if you hold like the Rishonim that say you don't say like that? You don't ignore the second guy that came in. How are you going to read the Gemara? Kibay Trey. Remember we said? So the shot is as follows. What happens if the guy Erech has Mechav Shu, but I have a Migu? Erech has Mechav me a Shu, $100, I have a Migu. What happens if I have an amigo in my pocket? Can an amigo be out of an erechon or not? No. Because the erechon is like two. Meaning to say the other guy doesn't win with amigo. The other guy does not win with amigo. That's what the Ron says in Shuas. On the din of Nascha der Biyaba. So there are two ways, guys, to read Hemnu Kibbe Shnaim. Is Hemnu Kibbe Shnaim that if an erechon comes afterwards, he's not believed? Because the erechon is like two? Or do you say what? The erechon comes after Michael believes. So what does the Hemnu Kibbe Trey? That the guy who has a migu, Lamaisa does not what? The guy who does not has a migu does not win. Okay? So the Gemara said, bottom line, Hemu Kibbe Trey. Yes, Yona, go ahead.
What was the third case
treating one of those? Egla Rufa, Sota, and Adus Isha to testify a husband's dead, a married man, now she can remarry. Okay? So there are two approaches with Hemnu Kibbe Trey men. Either that an Erecha who came after the Erecha Mechav Shu is not believed, it's Kishnayim like the other three areas, or if you say like the other Rishon that deny that and say it's only by those three areas, you don't say it by Erecha Nema Bisurin, let's say. Erecha Bisurin, you don't say Hario Kishnayim, right? This is what the Ksos HaChoshin pointed out, right? And Abchayim, we don't say it by what? We don't say it by Erecha Nema Bisurin. You don't need to aid him at all, right? Question is whether you say it by Erech and Misurin, if an Erech comes afterwards. It's a machloikis. But the bottom line is, if you take the Rishon and say, an Erech is Mechayu Shum, and an Erech comes afterwards, he does have Nemanis, and it's like a face-off. So what does Kemnu Kibbe Shnayim mean? Kemnu Kibbe Shnayim means when the Erech is Mechayu Shum in a vacuum, where there's no other aid, let's say I have a Migu Jeremy. I have a Migu against the Erech, the Migu is bogus, because nothing beats out two Adim. The highest level of beer the Rabban writes in Baba Basra is what? What's the highest level of beer the Rabban writes in Baba Basra? Aiden. So just because I have a migu means nothing. Okay, let's just close with one halacha of Sfir Salmer. Sfir Salmer is man says the rice of the Rabbanim. Rambam says minatorah. Even though we don't have the korban omer, there was an omer offer in the second day of Pesach. We don't have the mitzvah mikdash. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah Sfir Salmer is not an outgrowth of the korban omer. It's a separate, independent mitzvah. Therefore, the Rambam writes it's minatorah. It's man says. However, Tosfos and the Rabban argue and say, no, that the mitzvah of counting the Omer nowadays is the Rabbanan because it is an outgrowth of the Korban Omer. We don't have the Korban Omer. Do you know the Korban Omer is made of barley? Do you know barley is Michael Behema, food for animals? What's the Korban of Shuas? Shtei Alecha, made of wheat. What's wheat known as? Michael Adam. We were on 49 rungs of Tumah when we were in Egypt. There's no coincidence of 49 days of the Omer. Every day of the Omer is supposed to eradicate a rung of Tumah. Building ourselves up for Kabbalah Satayr. Be'edam v'chaver, we have to work on too. The Memches Kinyonim. 48 Kinyonim, correspond to 48 days. The 49th day, Rav Sack Shlitin wanted to say, is that you're supposed to do what? Yishtadlus, but the other one is Siyata Deshmaya. You need a separate day for Siyata Deshmaya. We're in need of Ayin Mebe, says you have to do Yishtadlus, guys. You also need a Siyata Deshmaya. It's a combo. You need Yishtadlus, the human being, with Hashem helping you. Now, when can you count Sviru? So if you hold like the Rambam, you should wait till Tzitzah Kochavim. Because you need not Laila Mamish. You need Laila Mamish. It's the Yerais, we're Machmer. So that's what we do in Pesach, we wait for Laila Mamish. But, usually we hold the Rabbanim. So a lot of shuls, they dab Mincha, right before Shkid, they dab Meir, right after they count. No problem at all. It's ideal to wait like the Rambam. Yesh Medaktikin. I had a big Machlez with a big Tamil Chochem. How the Machaber Paskins. Machaber Ech Yesh Medaktikin. There are those that are meticulous to wait till Laila Mamish. But that shows Mikra Adin, he holds not that way. So you can't have tainas on a guy that count right after what? Right after Meirv. Right after Shkia, it's the Rabbanan. It would be acceptable. With a bracha. But we are machmir to wait. It's medakik and lay lamash. But I want you to know what it's dependent on. It's dependent on this issue whether it's the rice or the Rabbanan is manaset. If it's the rice, we want lay lamash. If it's the Rabbanan, it can be made on count after Shkia. And let's close with the following. We'll pick it up more on, maybe we'll pick it up with more on this. We have a lot to do with Hilchasir Zomer too. What's the significance, and we'll talk about it more, the Rav and the Wayu Agoda quoted used to count both. Hayom Yom La'omer, Hayom Yom Ba'omer. He used to say it both. Say the whole phrase. Don't say Hayom Yom La'ba. Say Hayom Yom La'omer, Hayom Yom Ba'omer. Belinetta will have to discuss either tomorrow or Thursday, or maybe tomorrow, the significance of La'ba, but I want to close like this. What do we say afterwards? Tosfos says in Megillah, yes? That phrase is appropriate according to who? You tell me. According to Rambam, the Rice anyway. According to Tosfos, it's been downgraded because we don't have the Avod in the Bais HaMikdash. So according to Tosfos, it's very appropriate, but Shitoso. We're being Mispal Toshim, we want it to be upgraded with the Rice. According to Rambam, you could also say maybe it's more enhanced if we have the Bais HaMikdash, but the bottom line is still the Rice. So I've looked around. I don't think the Rambam ever quotes that Harachaman, but a wish l'shitoso. Because according to Rambam, you don't need it. It's independent on its own. You follow me? According to the Tosfos, it's been downgraded. We want to upgrade it with the restoration of the Bais HaMikdash in the Avodah. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. We'll continue Chazor HaMav, Bezat Hashem. Please Chazorah.